I'd like for you to take your Bibles tonight, please, and turn to 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2. In volume 2 of the Way Album of Verse is a poem that says you don't have to tell how you live each day. You don't have to say if you work or you play. A tried true barometer serves in its place. However you live, it will show in your face. The false, the deceit that you bear in your heart will not stay inside where it first got a start. For sinew and blood are a thin veil of lace. What you wear in your heart, you'll wear in your face. If your life is unselfish, if for others you live, for not what you get but how much you can give, if you live close to God in His infinite grace, you don't have to tell it, it shows on your face. You know, God's only means of reaching me is through His Word, written or spoken. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And in verse 13 it says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that do one thing," what? Believe. You see, the Word is God speaking to us now. The Word is never like a has-been. The Word is always an eternal now. The word that was originally spoken or originally given when holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, that same Word of God carries the same efficacy, the same power tonight that it carried the first time it was ever spoken or written. Because God has not changed. God is faithful to His promises. What God has promised, He's not only able, but He is willing and does perform. Here in Thessalonians, God's Word says that Paul was thankful to God without ceasing. That means he was constantly thankful to God, because when the people of Thessalonica received the word of God, which they received by Paul speaking it, that's how they got it originally. Then later on, it was put in writing also. But he originally spoke the word of God. He said, "I thank God that when you received it, you received it not as the word of men," not as if it was Paul's idea, Paul's word, just Paul speaking, "but as it is in truth, the word of" what? God. Beautiful. Yet it takes men and women to speak it. Remember that old poem that I share so many times with our people? Because to me it's so down to earth, it's so practical, it's so true. "For God has no hands but our hands, with which to give them life." God has no hands but our hands with which to give them bread, you know. That's the life, the bread of life, the word. "He has no feet but our feet with which to move among the almost dead." And our feet are to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We move among the people sharing the greatness of God's word. "He has no hands but our hands with which to give them bread. He has no feet but our feet with which to move among the almost dead. We say that we're His and He is ours. Deeds are the proof of that, not words. And these are the proving ours. Not a lot of rap on our part, but the deeds, the carrying out of God's word, declaring God's word." You know, I can stand up here and talk for hours, and doesn't amount to a hill of beans and a hailstorm unless what I say is God's word. And if it's God's word, it will not return void. It is God's word that builds life in people. Now, it's not important who does the speaking or the teaching or the declaring of it. The important thing is that it's the word that's made known. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3 says that we have to plant and we have to water, but God has to give what? The increase. That's right. And he thanked God that when they received the word, they didn't receive it as the word of man like Paul or Peter or John or someone else, Barnabas, but that they received that which Paul and Peter and Barnabas and all these other men spoke as the word of God. They could have said, well, that's just Paul yakking. That's just Paul rapping. Or that's old Peter. What does he know about it? He was a lying old cursing fisherman. He can't know anything about God or his word. That's what they could have said, right? They had freedom of will. But by freedom of will, instead of saying that, they said, it's God's word they're speaking. And it works effectually or effectively with effect in those people who do one thing, what? Believe it. Believe it. If you don't believe it and it's God's word, you don't receive the results of God's word. You receive the results of your unbelief or the consequences of our unbelief. When we believe God's word, we receive the results of it. And you and I are not to be circumstance conditioned. We're to be word of God conditioned. We're brought up in a world where we've been totally circumstance conditioned, generally speaking. The circumstances determined our action. A lot of times as young people, we went along with what the crowd did. A lot of times as adults, we still go along with what the crowd does. That means we're circumstance conditioned, we're crowd, we're people conditioned rather than the word of God. And we must become men and women of God who are God conditioned, word conditioned, because the only way that God has of reaching me or you is either through his spoken or his written what? Word. That's right. You see, the word is the Father God's presence with us through Christ Jesus by way of his Holy Spirit. This word of God is what God is. The word is as much God as God is God. It's the truth of God. If you want to know about God, you've got to go back to his word. You can't go by what somebody may think about it. You've got to go by what it says. For the word of God is the will of God. The word of God declares the Father's way for us. If you want to know the Father's way, you've got to go to the word. If we want to know the peace of God, we've got to go to the word to get it. For the word is what the peace of God is. It declares it to us. You want to know the love of God, you've got to go to the word. See? One of the things that has occurred so frequently in our culture and in our day and time is that man's word has gained the ascendancy or the superiority to God's word. Man's word is more respected, more considered, more evaluated than God's word. Because man's word has gained that ascendancy. Because so many people have taken a crack at God's word. And they've made the word of God null and void for people. We are taught that the Bible's difficult to understand. We're taught that nobody can understand it. We're taught there's no way whereby you could ever be of one mind and of one spirit, and yet the word says we can be. So we have to come to the place, people, that we are word conditioned rather than man conditioned or circumstance conditioned. I think I told you a week or two ago, at least a group of you, how I was so tremendously impressed with these temperature and time things that the bank has. A lot of the banks, you know, you drive by and they tell you the temperature and the time. So I say to someone, what's the time? He's just seen the bank sign and he says, 8/10. I say, what's the temperature? He says, 58. He's just seen the bank sign. He believes the temperature is what? 58. He believes the time is 8/10. Why? Because the bank sign said it. Now, people, if we'd be that honest with God's word, wouldn't it just make a tremendous change in people's life?